Yes, thank you, Chairman. The report has been circulated to all members, and only above that, we'll just highlight three areas. And following the letters that I've now written to ministers, members of the administration will be meeting with colleagues from the government in an informal meeting in the distant future, and I'm encouraging them to continue to move forward efforts around the Island deal, which is really important to us. So that will be taking place shortly. I also wanted to mention the Islay Council Pension Fund and its committee. We are one of the smallest local authorities in the country, yet we've recently been awarded an award as the best medium-sized fund in the country. That is no mean feat, and I personally would like to thank our officers who've been involved with that. I'd like to thank the other staff. I'd particularly like to thank the committee members, and I would also particularly like to thank publicly Councillor Owen Axford, who chairs that committee, and his acumen and skills in the labour finance is revealed to be a really success. The final point I want to highlight is that last week the Cabinet approved, and the Scrutiny Committee fully supported, our step now towards the Tour of Britain coming to the Isle of Wight. I think it's really important we send this message to our businesses and to our stakeholders that we now need you to come forward and agree to sponsor elements of this. This is a fantastic opportunity. In the previous papers, the financial benefits for the community are self-explained. More importantly, it will put the Isle of Wight on the world stage in terms of the fantastic place in which we live, and the inspiration. So I'm encouraging everybody to talk about it now and to really encourage people to come forward and work with us as a local authority. And I know Councillor Wayne was already will be leading on this, would want to do so. And if we're successful in this first round, there's other opportunities coming down the line with the Tour of Britain. They'll come here, they're really impressed with the Isle of Wight, and this is I think a once in a lifetime opportunity we must not miss. So that's my comments over my report. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Stuart. Councillor Brady, question please.
Thank you, Chair, and I just put on the record my thanks to you and other councils and staff who facilitated the visit, the short visit by Park Branch School Council. I'd like to ask the leader of council a question in regard to paragraph 4 of his report, leader and strategic partnerships, and particularly in relation to the Island deal. Now that the Brexit election is over, and Mr. Johnson has to nurture parliamentary seats that he accidentally won in the North East, the North West, the West Midlands, etc., because my far former party disrespected the referendum of 2016, which was one of the reasons I left the Labour Party. Can you tell me how confident you are that he's going to have any money left with all the other promises he's made of asking him this of an Island deal? Or are we going to continue to be grovelling around getting nothing from a Conservative government? Thank you.
Well, thank you for your question, Councillor Brady. You probably would have different views on the northern result. Well, actually, I'm going to be very southern in my response. I have already written, highlighting to the government that although we hear good news for the north, now they've got the administration they have and the investments going to take place, they shouldn't forget the island. We are not South East England, we are the Isle of Wight with our unique island characteristics and challenges. And he said to me personally prior to the election that he would provide an island deal, and I will hold him to account on that basis. I would feel I was voting the island, but at least challenging on that, and I would do it. And in due course, I hope to do it personally. We'll see. I have to say, I'm MP really on the case. I have specifically written to government about not overlooking the island when they invest in their northern colleagues, because I think we deserve no less than elsewhere.
Chair.
Please.
Can I just ask the leader if he will recall the fact that we've had a Conservative-led government at Westminster for 10 years now, and we're still no further forward, and nearly £90 million have been taken out of the Isle of Wight public sector economy since the 2010 election. Thank you, Chair.
Well, thank you for the reminder. You're absolutely right, because we didn't have Boris Johnson at that time. He may be unpredictable, but who knows, he may actually do some really good things. I was watching with interest, and he's managed to secure the reintroduction of the Northern Ireland storm. He's introduced a whole range of things for the NHS. So on the basis of his delivery, I'm looking forward to our Ireland deal coming to fruition.
Thank you, Councillor Stewart. We're back on to Councillor Laura Beeston-Lewis. What's next? If I can just remind members, there's no supplementary questions to be there because of this on the podcast. Thank you very much.
It seemed
like
they were answering. Just two very quick questions. I read with Billy about the Round the Island race and how we'd like to win that. Can I ask whether you are going to be as open and welcoming to the VE Day celebrations that we've got coming up? Or I know that there's a lot of town and parishes that are planning big events for the anniversary. And I'd like to think that this Isle of Wight Council is not going to tie all of us town and parish councils up with red tape. That's the first question. So if you can answer that. And the second one is, you mentioned about the housing needs assessment that's gone out online. Could I ask whether all the members on the social or actually on the housing register have actually been either sent a paper copy or an email of that survey? Because those are the people we should be targeting. Not all of us, it's those people on that register that we need to know what's going to happen to them. So has that been sent to them? Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor.
First dealing with the VE Day, I would first of all welcome back because I know you've made a great effort to get here. Been abroad on your holiday and I haven't noticed any change in your attire, which I was told I might do. So welcome back, it's good to see you here. In terms of the VE Day, I'm very aware that Council Wall is involved in a great deal with that. My own town and parish council have some immense plans locally for what they're doing. I probably think that's going to be typical around the island. We certainly shouldn't be, as a council, tying up the red tape. If you get any specifics, please let me know. I'll pass the council award and remind the chief executive of what I said today. I'll deal with that. The last part was... yes, I met today with Councillor Barry Abrahams, who's throwing his in here We went and sat down with the head of planning and the planning team around the housing needs survey. First thing is, as I've been doing at several meetings, I would encourage the public as a whole to participate actively in that survey. I was very impressed, I think Barry was as well, with the way in which our planning team are now going about making sure that survey hits the buttons in terms not just for the housing numbers, but the whole island case. And so we need to deal with that. We are very much aware of the needs of the people on the register already, but actually I think that's quite a good idea, and so I'll find a reason to suggest to the officers that they do that and they can tell you what they can. Yes, no, that's good. I've also asked that every member of this council receives an email copy of the survey form, so that when you get questions from your residents, you can actually see it. I've read it myself. I would also encourage you just to have a look at the really good piece of graphic work that's been put out with it, and there's opportunities to post that in libraries, in post offices, and jobs and things, because we really, really do need as much response to this as we can get. It's going to strengthen our case tremendously. I'm pleased to say, having been briefed with Barry by our officers, that I have good confidence that evidence-based approach that I talked about is going to come to fruition. Probably not quite what I expected, but probably better than I expected. And I know that our councillors in this chamber will be speaking to Mr. General personally in the not too distant future. I'm going to be councillor Hospital, and you know, That's a fantastic experience for Rangers.
Councillor Lennon, a question related to the leader's report. Thank you.
Yes, and before I ask a question, I'd just like to congratulate Patrick for Britain being in and look forward to his enrolling. And hopefully there'll be an opportunity to really bring up cycling, talk to the young people about missions. So actually, we could actually get all the cycle networks all connected together, which still needs to be done to really get cycling on this island. So I say that's a real opportunity. My question is relating to the planning and housing. And I welcome the work they're doing and Barry Abrams, Councillor Abrams. My real concern is within this, we have to look at the infrastructure. And the real concern, have we got the roads, have we got the GPs, have we got the schools in the right place, have we got the shops and things to do that increase? And that's a real, real issue for Rye, because we've got the whole of the south and the east of Rye that have a lot of housing over a period of time, and we haven't got the infrastructure in place for that. It's similar in other parts of that. So we need to make sure that you're talking to the parents. Are you actually doing something about that?
That's right, and thank you for your question. And thank you for the work I know you're doing as Mayor of Rye. I hope people in Rye continue to support you in that, because that's an important role. In regards to infrastructure, one of the things we're doing is we're going to be holding a think tank here on the island on island infrastructure. People are always thinking of infrastructure just sometimes as roads and railways and buses, but you're absolutely right to identify it is about doctor surgeries, it's about a whole range of health needs, it's about what we can provide for open spaces, actually giving ourselves a true infrastructure. Now, I've had a meeting with the Southern Local Enterprise Partnership, told them we're having this think tank, invited them to come along themselves because they can access funding which we can't, which might help. So I think it's a really big topic, and as we've all heard, the government have put infrastructure as the one priority in their agenda. So I think we're absolutely on the right button. So I'm hoping I can say to you that we are definitely dealing with infrastructure. But to give you one example, Councillor Nicholson chairs the Health and Adult Social Care Strip Committee. I'll put you on that, and you will recall we heard the I think very disappointing situation at Brayden, where they have lost their doctor and people are being dispersed, Rye, Sandown. And I said I think it's a really good opportunity to study that situation and see how that unfolds. Because although there's lots of people saying, well, we'll be doing this, providing that, etc., my personal view, I declare interest on all in the town, I think that Braiding will be very disadvantaged in the short term at least. And we need to keep an eye on that. And I'm grateful that this has been mentioned by various members on this side and yourself. So I think, yes, we've got infrastructure in hand. Very aware of the impact is important. And I thank you for raising this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We've got just 5 minutes left for speakers to Councillor Barry, if you've got a question, please.
Yeah, well, I want to congratulations to the Pensions Committee on their award. I'd ask you to remember the work done by the Pensions Board, which you never mentioned.
Yeah.
Item 28.
Sorry, I missed
this. It says, the stress of how important IT is and digital transformation. In the light of that, I don't agree with. Do you think it's wise that suddenly you get rid of the IT for a year?
It's probably not appropriate for me to comment on individual officers, because I think there are a whole range of reasons behind that particular individual moving on, part of which is his personal development, I think, elsewhere. In relation to IT itself, we'll be pleased to know, I feel like I'm plundering Councillor Peace today, but then he chose to come onto the cabinet on my request, and so he should expect to work hard. He is actually going to be our digital transformation lead across the council, both internally and externally, and I'll ask Gary to have a real in-depth look at what we're doing and what we're providing. I hope to think that our IT department does rest on the shoulders of one individual. I know already from some external commercial interests who have been working with us on placing equipment that they are dealing with another member of the council officers team, and who is very good in their own right. So I hope it won't. We can't stop people moving on. We give them opportunities. I don't know if you can come back to me or not, but I'll have you do.
Thank you, Councillor. Sorry, we've got to move on.
I apologise, the email was that he was being sequestered over for a year. I didn't realise he was being
sequestered. Councillor Gray, that's it. Councillor Gower, can I bring you next, please? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. The Leader of the Council advises to trust the Prime Minister on his record of delivery for Londoners. Would be asking, well, where is the Garden Bridge then? So we are resting our hopes on records of delivery of the Prime Minister for a plan deal. Let's not get too optimistic. A question relates to that. The Leader of Council, of course, has many conversations with ministers and others in higher places through the Government Association and similar. In those discussions, has there been any indication that in bringing the end of austerity, as has been promised, that this might be achieved by allowing councils to actually raise more money through to council tax? My fear, of course, then would be that we could see swingeing increases in council tax. Maybe next year we may be told that we could have more money, but that would only be because we would be forced to go down the invidious road of raising council tax by 10% or 20% a day. Has anything like that come up in these discussions with Minister Dorans?
Thank you for your question. We clearly have different views on the text with the Prime Minister as to whether it makes the odd MPs in the chamber, so that would be interesting to see what they think. Having said that, in relation to council tax, we've been very open already that as part of our £4.5 million saving that we now need to make, we will take full advantage of the government's declared opportunity for the council tax increase, which is 2%, plus a further 2% for adult social care, which is going to be around 4%. I think it's for the public to know that up front, and obviously on top of that you'll have the town parish council precepts, and then we'll have the whole picture. The Cabinet have been working extremely hard, and I have to say officers as well, we have all the degree in those conversations that we have now, to achieve the objective of £4.5 million saving all income generation. Councillor Hutchinson, I would now tell you all the challenges and all the issues that the government's up, but unfortunately I won't have to do that. What I can say is setting a budget is never easy, because in our state here on the council, and the gentleman sitting behind you has been in a similar place, we don't often set budgets that reduce very much and improve things. We always have to challenge ourselves. But I am pleased to say that I think at the end of the day, we will be, with your support and others across the chamber, able to deliver an effective budget, which is in the interest of the government.
Thank you, Councillor. Apologies to the Councillor. We ran out of time on the questions for Leo on his report. We move on to item D, item 6.